on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And the weather today, 10 degrees, a light cloud and a moderate breeze. Looking pretty nice out there. Still feeling quite cold, isn't it? So it should be dry for most of the day, and the best of the sunshine will be probably late in the afternoon, about 5 o'clock-ish. You might get a little bit of sunshine through the cloud. As we move forward to the weekend, it's still looking a little bit of a wash out over the next couple of days, cloudy and a little bit miserable, and yeah, sunshine looks like it might appear on Monday next week, but it's pretty much rubbish really.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch, weekdays between 10 and 1. The weather at the moment is beginning to aggravate me. Actually, it seems like we have like winter, and then it just drags out and longer and longer and longer, and then we have a couple of sunny days in June, sunny days and sunny June, that happens, and then after that it just goes back to being winter. I don't know what's going on with our weather really. It's just I don't mind when the weather's like this, but it is. I get up in the morning now and I say, Alexa, what's the temperature today? First thing I say. And then she goes, ooh, the temperature at the moment is only 5 degrees. And I go, ooh. And she goes, but later on it might be 25. And I go, ooh, not, well, don't wear a jumper, you know. You have to be prepared. I do like to. I've got to that age where I'm like, yeah, what's the weather going to be like today? Do I need to put a jumper or bring a body somewhere? Because I have a selection of umbrellas as well, which I always forget to, you know, bring with me. I leave them in the hallway. I've got three. And very rarely do I take them out. I always think I must put one in the car, and then I always forget, and then I get somewhere and I was like, oh, especially when I've just done my hair. I've done gigs years ago getting out of cars where I didn't have an umbrella or a proper jacket, and then by the time I went on stage my hair was about 20 foot high from the rain getting on it, because once rain gets on my hair, that's the end of it. It doesn't dry like, oh, look at her hair, all wavy. It just dries, sticks up in the air. Now, I was hoping that we had 7 days in sunny June, because I was going to play that. 7 days in sunny June by Jamiroquai. Sorry, I keep singing the same thing. I really like that song, though. 7 days in sunny June. It's not here. So I'll have to play you something else by Jamiroquai. Summer Girl. What about Super Fresh? No, I don't like I love all of them. I love all of his music. I think I'm going to play Blue Skies. Yeah. Oh.
So these are the figurines acting out all the scenes before my eyes. I thought I knew them all by name, but they started looking much the same, and it's no surprise that I don't want to listen. I know I've won. There's nothing but rainbows. I believe in the shadows behind me. Thought I might be dropping out, but now I'm gonna work it out. I'm gonna work with me. I'm running like an Appaloosa, then I'm rolling like a rusty ship on a stormy sea. People are saying strange things. Tied to the head, cause I know your face, the face is numb. I don't wanna listen too much. I'm not gonna give up on all the days I know I've won. There's nothing but blue skies. There's nothing but blue. Skimming like a skipping stone on a silver lake. I'll take it when the chips are down, but to play the perfect happy clown, you gotta make a mistake. And people are saying strange things, and I don't wanna listen.
Touchable, too good to deny it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Do you hum? Where has the art of humming gone? I used to hear my mum in the kitchen, and my dad would be. They would have that little, you know, that little thing going on. I could always recognise my dad when we were out. If I got a little bit lost or, you know, was in the shop. Mum I could always see because her hair was white. So that was always easy to spot her. But my dad, you would hear. If you'd see, I might be doing. Fly Me to the Moon. People don't whistle anymore, do they? I haven't heard anyone whistling for years. And humming, nobody does it. I don't know why. Maybe because when people used to whistle and hum tunes, there wasn't. You only had the radio. We didn't have our mobile phones. You wouldn't have had music all the time. You would have gone out, not heard music unless it was on the radio, maybe going past a shop, but you wouldn't have had it with you. So maybe that's why. I mean, it's meant to be, what is it, National Scream Day. So have a scream and then have a whistle and a hum. That could be a good thing. I think so. I'm really loving this track by Sheryl Crow, featuring the one and only Peter Gabriel, who's a hero. This is called Digging in the Dirt, and it's taken from Sheryl Crow's new album called Evolution, which is out now.
Yeah.
The Divine Comedy. You forget what a great band they are. That is brilliant. Becoming more like Alfie, that is the Divine Comedy. Just coming up to 11:24 on Phoenix 98 FM. I don't want to do that voice. Sorry. I thought something was going to happen, then I went, 98 FM. It's Phoenix 98 FM. There we go, my lovely little voiceover. Now, she was in the studio last week. I've got to play this song because I love it so much. This is Amy Baker with Spit It Out. If you like any of the new music that I play, independent music on the show, check out Eat My Brunch on Facebook or Instagram, and all the links to the artists are there.
There's something on your mind, you've done some reasoning. I don't know what it is, cause you're not speaking it. I guess I gotta figure out what it is, but I'm not telepathic and I can't read minds. If you're looking for a way out, no need to play these games. Just stop stressing me out before I go insane. You gotta tell me to my face, are you staying, are you going either way? Just tell me, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind. A glass of water or wine to open up a bit. You need to say something more than whatever, cause I won't hang around while you chew the fat.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind.
Just me. She knows what she do when she move. I know it's hard to imagine, but why you keep asking like all this came out of the blue? But I've been like this, I've been like this. Run your mouth, but I'm on your lips. Ain't nothing new, suit up. Cause I've been like this. Been like this, I've been like this. Take your shots while I blow a kiss. Ain't nothing new, suit up. Cause I've been like,
baby, I'ma do the, shake a little, make a jiggle. Put that thing in the middle for making it bizzle. Cause I've been like this, I've been like this. Top that smack, run among your lips. I got money to the ceiling, girl, I'm filthy rich. Cause I've been like this.
I've been like this, I've been like this.
Top that smack, run among your lips. It ain't nothing new, but just me and my.
Cause I've been like this. I'm a pop star, I'm a wifey. Put an X by my name if you don't like me.
Now the thing you do excites me. I'ma have to get a little bit spicy.
Oh.
Don't you
say a very good morning to Elaney. Good morning, Elaine. She's loving the tunes this morning, which is good. I like mixing them up, you see. I like mixing up the tunes. I see little... I drag stuff in, drop stuff out. I try and keep everything going very nicely. What's that absolute mont? Thank you very much. I shouldn't have eaten that bake. I had a bagel this morning with a little bit of black pudding. As I said, a bit of bacon, which is like a honey type of bacon as well. Honey-infused bacon or maple bacon and a fried egg. And it was not... It was naughty. It's naughty but nice. But I thought putting it in a bagel might make it more healthy. But I didn't want anything to go to waste. I'm trying not to waste food, you see. I'm trying not to waste anything. So that's why I'm trying to finish off everything I've got in the fridge. And over the last couple of months, the fridge is quite bare. I go there, I open the fridge. I don't know if you're like me. You open the fridge, you shut the fridge, and then you go back 10 minutes later and you open the fridge and you go, nope, there's still nothing in there. It's a bit like you're thinking that you're going to open it and there's going to be a whole chicken. It's like, where's that come from? But I do that a lot. I go to the fridge as a habit and open up the fridge and go, Now, I did buy some fruit, as you know. And I bought a pear, I bought two bananas, I bought some tangerines, eating all the tangerines, love them. And I've still got the apple and the pear and one banana. The banana's in my bag rotting to pieces, and which would be nice when I put my hand in my bag later on. And also, I bought an orange. But when I looked at the orange this morning, it had gone green. It got fur on it. I was like, what's going on? I only got it on Friday. What's wrong with it? Well, obviously, it must have had some sort of thing on it. I don't know. So I didn't get to eat the orange. I mean, I don't normally buy oranges because they're another thing that you have in the fruit bowl that you seem to not quite get round to eating. You've got to be in the mood for an orange. You've got to be, you know, you've got to have like a napkin up or a, you know, a tea towel up on your top so you don't get it everywhere. And you've got to be prepared when you eat an orange. It's not the same as just eating a, you know, a tangerine or an apple. And also, I like to slice apples as well. I know I've got some very strange habits when it comes to food. I can't help myself. The problem is I'm very, very fat at the moment because I do keep helping myself. Must stop, but just stop. Now, I think, I don't know, you might like this one, Elaine. I've never played it, but I'm going to play it for you. It's Texas Midnight Runners because of you. I don't know why. I saw it in the list and I thought it might appeal to you, so I'm playing it for you now.
Place to be. You're all right.
is from a show, isn't it?
You love me, child.
And I can't think of that.
Because of you.
I'm trying to think, what show is it from? So, Dexys Midnight Runners, Because of You, TV show. And what TV show is it? Got no idea. There we go.
Phoenix FM travel news.
I will find out. Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. First off, Brook Street roundabout as always, and that's looking pretty clear. Heading down towards Lakeside, you have a clear run, and also coming back through the Dartford Tunnel. Heading up from Brook Street roundabout towards the M11 turn off, that is absolutely clear along that section of the M25. A1023, not looking too bad. Still a little bit busy about Wilson's Corner, but it normally is. Around by Shenfield Station, again, a little bit busy there. You've got no through traffic due to construction on Tyson Road, both ways between Hanghill Lane and Shelley Road. On the A12, it's flowing pretty nicely at Margaretting. You've got a road closed due to construction on Wants Road, both ways from Rittle Road to the B1002, and then the A12 41-hour speed restrictions, road resurfacing between junction 13 and 16, which is ongoing. You won't be able to turn off for Chelmsford on the A12, but go down to the next turn off for Gallywood, and all the diversion signs will be there. Temporary traffic signals and delays expected to water main work on the A414 main road at Hulls Lane.
It's radio and it's local.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward. Eat my brunch.
They do. They smiling in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smiling in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care. Yeah. Yeah. Then it's all you fellas who better beware.
They do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah. What they doing to me? They come to my house again and again and again and again. Yeah. So are they there to see my woman? I don't even be home, but they just keep on coming. What can I do to get on the right track? I wish they'd take some of these knives off my back.
What they do?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Was the JoJo Man Band with the new track called Happy. This is David Kitt with a song from Hope Street.
Same old lines, hope on my street, people pace just like a broken beat, just like a broken beat. Seven steps, take me to your door. Seven steps, each one a broken beat. Each one a broken beat. And there's one more hour in my day, and that's alright. This old room feels like an overcoat, feels like an overcoat. Window down.
liking that, David Kitt. Song from Hope Street. I'm going out for lunch after the show. Yeah, I am. I'm meeting a fellow radio presenter here at Phoenix FM. We don't often get together, but we're going to get together for lunch today and have a chat about radio and life and all sorts of things. So it'd be great to catch up with him. I've not seen him for absolutely ages. Oh, what's that on my arm? Oh, I've been leaning on something. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I've got all dents all over the place. Oh, that's not... I'm fancy cutting a fringe, you know. I keep thinking about doing it myself and then realising that's probably not the best thing to do because my hair does need a cut. And I've been looking at these wolf cuts where people put their hair in ponytails and then chop off a big section of it and then you let it down and it's kind of all shaggy and, you know, lovely and glorious. I just got a feeling if I did that, like I used to do with my dolls when I was a kid, the hairstyles, I tried that, in fact, on a couple of my dolls. And you know when you're a kid and you shake the hair out and you go, oh... And all their beautiful hair is all mucked up forever. I used to cut all my dolls' hair. There's one... In fact, there are a couple of dolls because I... my mum sadly passed away. I went to the house and didn't realise how much stuff I'd left behind. And I thought when I'd moved out, when I was 22, I think I was, I thought I'd taken everything with me, and I hadn't. And there was under one bed, it was stuffed with China dolls, about 20 of them, evil-looking things. I slid open the thing under the bed and went, oh! Because there was just a face of a China doll just looking at me. I was like, oh, my God. And then behind, there was more eyes. I was like, oh, my God, how many are there? And I dragged them out. There's about 20. They're all covered in dust. I kept one or two, which I should really just get rid of. But the rest of them, I just said to my sister, please, can you get them away? Because they weren't anything really expensive. It was just, I used to have lots of them. I mean, how creepy was my bedroom? Going to sleep with about 50,000 pairs of eyes watching me. And then you see these horror movies, don't you, where they sort of move in the night and stuff like that. I don't know. Or one of them's haunted or something. I think my friend should be too frightened to come round. Don't go in her room. She's got about 4,000 China dolls. And and there was other dolls as well. But I did find some of my play kind of dolls, the ones that you dressed up in fashion and stuff. And some of them are worth quite a bit of money now because they're vintage. So I need to get rid of them because I literally, when I went back to my mum's, I thought, oh, I've only got a couple of bits to take. And I've actually got a lock-up with stuff in it from my mum and dad's because I didn't. And then I found loads of school books and everything from when I first started work. I found posters. I found loads of vintage T-shirts. Well, they weren't vintage when I had them, but they are now. But it's just, you know, it's. I am quite getting much better at letting stuff go, as in physical stuff, because I'd really like to just have maybe 3 suitcases of stuff. And then nothing else. I mean, I obviously need to have, you know, my music stuff and things like that and a computer and all that. But I don't want to have so much stuff because I don't think it does us any good to have too much stuff. I'd like to think that I could pack 3 cases and go off and do something rather than having all this, you know, stuff around. And it's not like the kitchen stuff and it's not like the stuff in the drawers, like the knives and forks and all that. It's the other things that you go, I got that from somebody, I don't know what to do with it. Because what does it do? Well, it sits on the sides like an ornament or something. You go, right. But there's, you know, a lot of the times when you're tidying up, you kind of think, well, I can tidy that up, but all that stuff there is either paperwork or it's stuff that's got to go somewhere, and I can put it in the cupboard, but eventually you're going to have to go to the cupboard and sort it. Yeah. Well, hopefully it won't be opening the cupboard and seeing about 1,000 eyes of a China doll. As I can tell you, that's not the best thing in the world. Oh, I want, you know, hopefully they went to a charity shop and not in the bin somewhere. Hopefully somebody somewhere is enjoying the China dolls that I gave away, all 20 of them or whatever it was, 30 of them. There were so many, honestly, there were so many. There was one particular one that had dark hair and wore, it was like it wasn't velvet, it looked like a velvet, but it wasn't, in a green outfit with a bonnet. That one was like, that was some sort of abomination. I'm sure that doll was possessed. A bit like its owner. Now, shall we play some more new music? This is on the A-list. I'm so pleased. This is Ed Rome. He's a local singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer and engineer from Essex. And here he is with The Vendetta. If you like any of the independent music, go and have a look at their pages. You can find all the details on Eat My Brunch show page. And you can click and just like the pages. The musicians will be so happy. So happy. Here's The Vendetta.